May I have your attention, please? My name is Andy Black, and you need to understand that America's healthcare system is broken. They haven't found a single cure for any disease in over 60 years, even though America spends more money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, physical therapies, surgeries, and specialists than any other nation on the planet. In spite of all that, America is dead last in ranking of all the industrialized nations. If Americans were living longer and had a higher quality of health than all those nations, that would be great. But the truth is, we are not living longer and we don't feel better. In fact, we have more disease and live considerably shorter lives than they do. Even their overall quality of health is ranked considerably higher than ours. So, thank you for choosing to listen to today's Health Update, the one place you can turn to learn the truth about America's sick care system. Truth is, the pharmaceutical system decided many years ago to never cure another disease. And in back rooms, you can hear them explain that there is simply too much money in treating symptoms of disease to ever release another cure. Today's health update is much more than just physical health. By listening to Roy Williams, you will learn how to support your health naturally, how to avoid using prescription drugs, and how to decrease pain and feel 10 to 15 years younger in just 1 month. Roy also keeps you informed about fake diseases such as COVID, and how to supercharge your immune system naturally, and what is fast becoming his most popular show, Freedom Fridays. So sit back, relax, and listen so you can begin to understand why so many say to Roy, your show is the shortest 30 minutes on the radio.
Welcome back, everyone. Roy Williams, the guru of good health, the superintendent of supplementation. Welcome to another Today's Health Update. We live, as I said yesterday, in some really interesting times. It's kind of treacherous in some cases. If you're watching what's going on around the world, as I know most of you are, there's some crazy, crazy things going on all over the world. I mean, we see a lot clearer what's going on in the United States since the resident has taken over the White House. And I'll call him a resident because he's not the president. He's not got enough brain to be the president at this time. He's a fool, and I don't mind calling him that. He truly has spat upon everything that the United States of America was founded on, and he is dead set on destroying us as a country. Under him, you could go to the CIA, the FBI, the Centers for Disease Control, the FDA, and all the way to the pharmaceutical industry, and you will find that they are all in bed together, and it's all for profit. I mean, absolutely everything they do is for profit. I've always warned you that as a society, we've got to decide, are we going to do things God's way using his creations or man's way using his concoctions? And unfortunately, thanks to science and the educational systems that we have today and the people that's in power, especially the false, fake, terrible education system we have today, all the way from elementary school all the way through to college degree students, they're taught a bunch of garbage that is absolutely immoral, unwise, no wisdom involved at all. Science is got us convinced that if we give them enough time and enough money, they'll cure every disease known to man, yet you can't find one cure they've come upon in 65 or 70 years now. And so I encourage you, every one of you, to consider the truth, because the truth will set you free. And the truth is, God made man in our image, he called it. And he made us to be born of the flesh. Be born of water, which means of flesh and blood. You know, when a woman's water breaks, a baby is born, and we become a human being in the flesh. And God gave us an instruction manual on how to live in the flesh called the Bible, and in there you'll find the Levitical law. And when you get into the laws of the Bible, you will find the truth if you study then our ancestors, especially our founding fathers, and you'll see that our laws were common law. Common law means laws that were given to us by God, not by man. But trust me, today you're not living under God's law in the United States of America. You're living under man's law. As a matter of fact, our system has taken God out of about everything they possibly can. The pharmaceutical industry today don't know God, don't want to know God, don't think about God, don't talk about God, and don't want you to talk about God. They don't want their doctors talking to anybody about you need to pray. Now, some of the doctors still will. We got some good Christian doctors out there who are still teaching that there's power in prayer, and trust me, there is. But they're not teaching you that there's power in nutrition. And that's where the power's at. Where do you get the power? From the nutrients you eat. Why do you think God made it so we eat two or three times every day? Why do you think God laid down the law on what you should and shouldn't eat? And it's real simple. God laid the law out because some things that you eat can be nourishing to the human body. In other words, build it up, make it stronger, help it to replicate new cells all the time. But he also gave us, a list of things that have proven over and over again to not be very good for the human body. What it all boiled down to is if you look at what God suggested we eat, and I did say suggested, he did not command us to eat the way he talked about in Leviticus, but he did tell us, suggested to us how we should eat. He even told us what kind of animals to eat, what kind of stuff to eat off the trees, the fruits of the ground. And the reason he led us in the direction he did is because if you eat according to Levitical law, you can check it out for yourself. Any nutritionist will tell you that the real power in the food, the real life-giving nutrients that's in the foods we eat, are in those things like fruits and vegetables. That's where the majority of it is. The rest of it's is in animal life. God gave us animals. He put Eth Adam on this earth, that's Adam and Eve, and he told them to raise the garden, and then later on he gave them the animals of a specific class. You might call them farm animals, domesticated animals that are easy to herd, easy to fence in, easy to put up, easy to raise, that like being with us for the most part. And he gave us those type animals like chickens and cows and lambs and goats. And he told us specifically, those that have a split hoof and chew the cud, you could eat. And when you look at those and then you look at things that don't have either one of those or don't have either one, or they do have one but not both, and you look at them, they're the least desirable animals to eat for health. I mean, pigs are just one example. Pigs have no sweat glands. So therefore, all the garbage they take in, and they're basically garbage animals, cleanup animals, and they'll eat anything. Don't think a pig is just vegetarian. You're nuts if you believe that. My dad and I used to raise hogs, my brothers and my sister and I. And let me tell you something. We had a flock of blackbirds that got so thick around our house when I was a boy that daddy told us to take the shotguns out. And when they flew up off the ground, because there was thousands upon thousands of them, he said, just shoot them. And so we did, and several of those blackbirds fell into the hog pen. And you know what happened? Those hogs ate them. I mean, there wasn't nothing left but a few feathers. They ate them, bones and all. So don't think hogs are clean. They're not clean animals. But here's the problem. They do have a cloven hoof. They do have split hooves, but they don't chew the cud. God said not to eat them. And sure enough, even your own medical professional will tell you that, pork is probably the least desirable of most of the stuff we eat. We should not eat the fowl of the air except for specific kinds like chickens and turkeys and so on and so forth. And he gives us the instructions on that. And, of course, when you talk about the fish, they have to have both fins and scales. Catfish, for instance, don't have scales. You're not supposed to eat them. Why? They're the cleanup crew. They eat the fecal matter that all the others drop into the water, and all the poisons and toxins that settle on the bottom, dead things that, you know, and you shouldn't eat buzzards in the air that fly in the air. You know, it's just pretty common sense, too. You shouldn't eat reptiles for the most part. As a matter of fact, don't think there's any of them you should eat. But the main point is this. Where do we get our energy? Where do we get our power to live a prosperous, fulfilling, healthy life? You get it from your food. And if your food's clean and it's the kind that we're supposed to eat, that nourishes the body, you can live a long, healthy life. And I'm going to tell you something. In today's world, if you live to 100 years of old, you've done something big. And if you lived 100 years of age without being dependent on the pharmaceutical industry, you've done something huge. So let's get it right. Let's talk about our nutrition. And, you know, we make it clear that you should be getting at least 5 servings of raw fruits and vegetables every day. And I'm telling you, I bet you 99% of the people listening to this radio show don't get that much. But it's easier than it's ever been, thanks to some really good abilities that we have today to take fruits and vegetables. And we can now, through cold processing, extract the nutrients from them and put them in capsule form, and you can swallow them. You're going to get those powerhouse, power-loaded, energy-loaded nutrients into your body. Now, it's not energy like caffeine. It's a different thing. It's just that good, clean, healthy feeling that gives you the ability and stamina to do your daily life and to live a long life. So we developed Ultimate Fruit and Veggie. That's what we developed specifically to provide not only the same as 5 servings of raw fruits and vegetables every day, but it also has some really high-quality superfoods in there, some digestive support ingredients in there, you know, things that can help your body stay balanced so that you can live to your genetic potential, hopefully without disease, without being dependent on the pharmaceutical industry. We live in a disgusting time when the only answers that the pharmaceutical industry has today and the medical profession is taught by them are drugs, synthetics that have no help for the nutrient, for meeting the nutrient needs of the human body at all. Zero, zilch, nada, none. Any drug you take is nutrient deficient. It has none. So you're just doing something to treat a symptom, maybe to ease the pain, stop you from being nauseated, keep you from being dizzy, you know, whatever you're taking it for. It's sad, y'all, that the average 50-year-old person today is on 3 or more synthetic prescribed drugs every day of their life. That's an insanity if you think about it. If you're over 70 years old, you're probably on 8 to 10 of them. But here's what's really sad. A lady this week come in and was talking to us, and she has a 7-year-old child. I'm not going to name names or give you any gender. Don't matter. But that child, I'm not kidding you, was already on 7 drugs, pharmaceutical, doctor-prescribed drugs. I felt so sorry for that child. That child is a drug addict at that age and dependent on it probably for the rest of his life, and it was almost like his mother was proud of that. What are we coming to in America? You know, why do we have a society full of children that are obese? And I'm not kidding. It's somewhere upwards of 18 to 20% of our children over 11 years of age are now obese. Come on, folks, that's our fault. Not the children's fault. That's the adults' fault. That's the medical profession's fault. All of us have something to blame. It's the parents' fault. It's what we're teaching them. It's what we're letting them eat. Why are you letting your children tell you what they're going to eat? That's insane. Now, I don't see anything wrong with you, like my parents did, tell me, hey, you eat those the beans and the potatoes and that meat that we provided for you. And, you know, once a week we would have a soft drink. I don't think you should ever drink soft drink today, but that's how I was raised. We only got one a week. We had to eat what they put on the table. And you never got dessert of any kind unless you ate what was put on the table for you. You didn't have to clean your plate, but you had to eat enough of it that you, you know, you were maintaining your energy and your health. So, you see, our parents back in those days took responsibility for their children's health. Don't you think you should, instead of some doctor doing it, which is going to tell you that it's okay for your child to drink two or three soft drinks a day? That's insane. That's acid. You can't keep putting acid in the human body and expect it to be healthy when you know, they know, and it's all the evidence is out there that acid causes cancer in the human body. No wonder cancer rates are through the ceiling. Did you know you're more likely to develop cancer today than you were 30 years ago? I thought we had a war on cancer. I thought they were winning. No, we lost. Cancer won. Why? Because we did it backwards. We did it man's way, using his concoctions instead of God's way, using his creations. God created fruits and vegetables for us to eat. We don't eat them. I understand that you're in a rush lifestyle, that you don't have time to prepare raw fruits and vegetables every day. You know, that you can't get very much of that at a fast food restaurant or even a lot of restaurants. Oh, you need a salad every night. Ooh, 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 and you done good. You got a very small percentage of the fruits and vegetables you need. Very small. That's if you got a great salad with grapes in it and olives and not just that cheap lettuce they use today, but you got good spinach and good greens in there. You're getting a small amount. Why not do it the easiest way of all? I mean, all of you looking for the easy way out anyway. Why not get you a bottle of Ultimate Fruit and Veggie, take two of them every morning with your first meal, or even if you don't eat, swallow them just like you did eat, and every evening with your last meal, take two more. And don't tell me you don't eat your last meal of the day. That's nuts. So, you know, do that. Make a habit of it. Oh, Roy, do I have to eat it with food? No, you don't. Well, then why do you tell us to eat it with food? You don't forget to eat, but you know how many people come to me and say, well, I forget to take it. I don't feel sorry for you. I think that's a shame. I think that's almost like saying you don't care for your own health. Come on, folks. And when it comes to your children, if they're under 60 pounds, teach them how to swallow a capsule, and they can swallow one of those capsules every morning and one in the evening. A bottle will last a child 4 months that way. You're talking about pennies a day to be sure they're getting the nutrients that they would get if they ate five servings of raw fruits and vegetables every day. It just makes sense. Watch their health improve. Watch when other children around them are getting sick with flus and colds and allergies. They probably won't be doing that, especially if you add a little MSM plus C into something they like to drink. I mean, it's not good tasting, and if you can't get them to swallow a capsule, if they'll swallow a capsule, have them swallow one MSM plus C capsule every morning, one every evening, at the same time they take their Ultimate Fruit and Veggie, and you'll be shooting that child's health light years in advance. You'll be protecting them so that they can get older and not develop so many different disorders that would require a doctor to tell you. They don't have to, but they are required to tell you that they should be on this drug or that drug. I mean, Europe scares the daylights out of me. They're wanting to start putting children as young as 5 years old on cholesterol drugs. How dumb can you be? That's insane. And no medical doctor, nobody with the World Health Organization, nobody in the CDC, nobody in those supposedly well-educated people will ever convince me that anyone should be on a cholesterol-lowering drug under any situation. And I said that with all the passion I've got. It's wrong. The same number of people are still having heart attacks and strokes with low cholesterol as do with high cholesterol. The same number of people that take cholesterol drugs are having heart attacks and strokes as those that don't. There's not a smidgen of difference in them, yet they keep prescribing them and pushing them. Why? Money. It's all about money. So consider Ultimate Fruit and Veggie. If you got a child that just won't swallow a capsule, we got a product called Clean Greens. It's a mix. You just put it in 8 ounces of water, shake it up real good, and give it to them. I tell you, they're going to love it. It tastes great, and they're getting a bunch of greens, spinach and broccoli and cauliflower and a lot of wonderful things that can really give them, give their bodies what they need to support their immune system, support their bones, to support their muscle, to support their brain, their vision. All all the organs of the human body will be healthier if you'll do those things. And you can also take, if you can get your children to do that, when you put the Clean Greens in there, I challenge you to put a quarter of a teaspoon of MSM plus C powder in there. They'll never taste it that way. Shake it up real good and give it to them. Wow. You talk about feeding them at a cellular level, that MSM plus C is going to guarantee the absorption of what vitamins and minerals they get from the greens, the Clean Greens, but it's also going to, if they're swallowing the capsule, guarantee they absorb those nutrients better too. They're going to have stronger bones. They're going to have less injuries. You know, a lot of the children we have in sports today that's getting these early onset injuries, it's because they're not getting the nutrients they need to keep their joints and their bones and their muscles toned and strong and looking good. Please get control of what you let your children eat. Please do that. Do what's right. Don't do what's easy. Don't do what feels good. Don't do what the knuckleheads out there are teaching you to do. Do what's right. Just do what's right. Now, with that said, I'm going to let you know just how evil our medical profession is and our big industry. I should say it that way because, man, we've got an industry today that's so much in love with money. Mammon, the Bible calls it. It says you can't be in love with money, mammon and God at the same time. Mammon or money will ruin you. But this was posted December 5th of 2014, and it says the attached PDF file provides counts of the number of patents on various search items in the specification, a number of those patents that declare either government rights in the patents under government, and it says an assessment of the U.S. government and the United States of America, or both. So I want you to understand what a patent is. What is a patent? Why do people get patents? They invent something that does not occur naturally in nature. Now remember, if God made it, if it occurs naturally in nature, they can't get a patent on it. So that's why they don't want nothing to do with nutrients. They can't patent them and mark them up 30,000%. So they have no interest in nutrients, things that keeps you healthy. They just want to treat the symptoms of disease so they can keep making billions and billions of dollars while you get sicker and sicker. But it says, among other things, the data provided a rough idea of the percentage of patents with government rights where the patent holder was declared a U.S. government interest. Why? Due to U.S. funding of the work that led to the invention. In other words, there's big money in getting a patent. There's big money in having a patent. Why do you think people struggle so hard to get patents? Some of you know people that created a patent and got wealthy off of it. But here is what I want to cover for you today. As expected, guess who has a huge interest in government money? Oh, it's the pharmaceutical industry. So as expected, the government interest in patents is highest for diseases. For what? For diseases like Ebola or anthrax, followed by relatively high percentages of infectious diseases and cancer, where NIH funding is extensive. In other words, there's a lot of money in getting a patent on a disease. But wait a minute. Patents are man-made. They don't occur naturally in nature. So how can you patent a disease? That means they had to invent the disease, or at least take a disease that already exists, and they slightly alter it so that they can show under a microscope that that don't occur naturally in nature till we do this, and then they can get a patent on it. So I want you to think about it. What are they patenting? Well, I want to cover some things with you. Some of these patents, they actually alter the disease, like, chicken pox, just slightly. They change it just slightly so that they can get a vaccine to treat chicken pox. So you take the chicken pox vaccine, and then you find out, if you have, as at my age in life, that is what causes shingles. What? Not chicken pox, but the vaccine, where they shoot a little bit of chicken pox virus into your body, okay? It goes into remission and stores up in the fat cells. It's there for the rest of your life. Listen to me. It's there for the rest of your life. And as you get older, if you get a weakened immune system, you will develop shingles. And guess what they found out? They can make a fortune off shingles. Now, I want you to remember something. We've just gone through a real nasty, disgusting mess called coronavirus. Guess what? The coronavirus is patented. And they're giving you a vaccine that puts a little bit of that in you, along with a bunch of other stuff that you don't need in your body, heavy metals and all kinds of things that can be a detriment to your health, that's going to make you sick or die. And they're going to get to do what? Treat you for the rest of your life. Or if you die, take your QV. What is QV, you say? Well, you got to keep listening to this show to find out. I'm not going to tell you. I want you to do your research. It's time for you to start using your own brain. You need to know what your QV is. I'll tell you, it's attached to your birth certificate, but that's as far as I'm going to go today. I want you to be asking around and talking to other people, what is QV? Why do I want you to do that? Because when you understand how they're ripping you off in every direction of your life, things will change in America, and we'll get our power back to the people instead of letting the government have all the power. Yeah, they're so powerful today that they can tell you what drugs you will and will not put your child on, even if you read the possible side effects, and the side effects are worse than the disease. If you don't put your child on it, oh, guess what? They're going to visit your house, DHR, and they're going to remove your child from your home because you are abusing them, and they're going to put that child of yours in somebody else's home that will allow them to drug that child. Oh, that's where we are. Don't think we aren't there. We are. And why are they doing this? All for money. I'm going to challenge you today. You and your loved ones, get on Ultimate Fruit and Veggie. Same as 5 servings of raw fruits and vegetables a day, plus a lot of other health-enhancing benefits. You get on them, you get your children on them, you get your grandchildren on them, do that and a little bit of MSM plus C, and watch what happens over the next 6 months to a year. You'll find out that things are better. Hey, thank you for listening to today's Health Update. I am Roy Williams. I appreciate you more than you'll ever know, and I love you. You know why? Because you love the truth, and the truth will set you free. Until next time, may God continue to bless all of us with abundant health.
As I said earlier, thank you for choosing to listen to today's Health Update. If you like what you heard, please consider sharing it with others who need to know the truth. To hear this or any of Roy's shows, go to www.podbean.com, www.podbean.com. And remember, you can learn more by going to our website, www.nhcherbs.com. That's www.nhcherbs.com. Or you can call to get more information at 256-757-0660.